Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We're here to have another wonderful program. So we'll have callers tonight. So if you'd like to call in, ask a question, explain an experience, that would be great. And let's do a release here from some of the octopus energies. So we'll go into quarantine to do this here. Here we go. So everybody listening right now will be on the lightship for about 5 minutes as we do an octopus release from us. Here we go. So this normally is wrapped around your neck, your abdominal area. Could be actually around your shoulders, too, to see how you're feeling. Here we go. One, releasing it now for them, the ones that we can get. Two, three, four, and five. And some more being released. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll get rid of their poisons here. You may want to move your body a little bit to see if you felt like you lost an inch or two around your waist. That happens to some people. Here we go. One, two, poison being released. Might even taste it inside of your mouth. Three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll get rid of the waste products next. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And the ones that died inside of you, these are all energetic life forms, remember, but they still cause you harm. Here we go. Getting rid of the dead carcasses, ones that may have died inside of you from the aliens not liking them, and they had a war. Survivors are still there, but the other ones are buried inside of you deeply. One, get them released now, the carcasses. Two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, a lot of them. Four and five, wow. You are an alien graveyard there, people. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So this is a standard healing that we have on our eight-hour calls that we have on Sundays. Also, you can do the same type of healing on the $30 a month or $10 a week alien life form removal. This would be listed underneath the parasitic life forms. So we're going to go into another quarantine room. This is a room that they just created. And you're going to feel, if you're very sensitive, your body kind of oscillating. It'll be moving back and forth very quickly. Maybe taking out more of these octopus energies. And maybe even some other life forms. So here we go. We're in this special room now. Your body's being oscillated quite quickly. Remember, they don't. Once they're there in you, if you don't disturb them, they just live there. And as you kind of like move around a lot, like what's happening right now to you on the light ship, or maybe somebody might even help you out to get rid of some, but they can also body hop. So if you, you know, push, you know, maybe it's your hand on the body, maybe five pulses or so a second, maybe that might help release them, maybe even more than that, maybe up to 10. But remember, they can also hop into you. So here we go. Your body's being oscillated. This is, got some of them coming out right now. Another one's coming out. So just kind of see how you're feeling. You could feel a little, maybe having an upset stomach slightly. You might feel a little queasy. Or it's being released right now. And when we get done, you should feel like your insides of your body seem a little kind of hollow, empty, okay? Here we go. Getting some more out. This is what we're going to be doing on the 8-hour calls coming up a week from this Sunday as we start our marathon healings. Here we go. The alien life forms being released from you. More is coming out. And now we'll work with some of the poisoning as they're still doing the same procedure here. So here comes the poisons. One, two, three, four, and five. And and waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And actually, we have the carcasses. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. We'll come back now, back down here from the lightship. And this part will not work on the archives. So here we are. Remember, it only works live on the program that we're on here. We'll be going to quarantine. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Carrie. Carrie, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm out here. And good evening, everybody. We have lots of people talking on the fast chat already. And it is August the 3rd, 2011. So unless you're listening right now, as Ron said, that little section that he did clearing the octopus from us will only work if you're listening live. A lot of the clearings that Ron does do work on the archives, however, but whenever we go to the lightship, it doesn't. So we have a few comments, Ron. Amy is saying that she's feeling stuff coming out of her lungs, she's writing lungs coming out for me, so I guess she was feeling the octopus energy leaving her lungs. And Corey is saying, are they in our arms too? I guess Corey is feeling some strange feelings in the arm area. Do the octopus reside there also?
Yeah, they can. Remember, they have long tentacles, even though only be, say, 6 feet high or something tall. These things could be 50 foot across with their tentacle length. So they are very, very large energetically. And so they can take up, in a sense, just very little space in you, but they can be very large. And, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling what they can do. But, yes, you could have them attached even, you know, around your neck, going through your eye sockets, out of your ears, then wrapping themselves, you know, around your toes and feet and coming back up again. So, yeah, but these normally were resting, at least the body anyway, in your abdominal area where the tentacles would go to. It could be anywhere. So, yes, that's the way it works. So we'll just see if anybody lost maybe a pant size or something. Or if you just feel like you're a little, you know, less congested on the inside, more space for your body organs to work. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, yeah, Tom is saying he's feeling very dizzy. I was feeling dizzy when you did that second part of it. I didn't feel too much on the octopus removal, but when you went into that second section of it, I was feeling a little weird. And Tanya is saying her stomach feels like it's inside out. And somebody else said something. Where was it? Terry, head feels like shaking. And Amy's saying her lungs feel like there's more space there, so she's saying thank you. So now I know we've come back down. Pete in Australia was asking if you could do a jellyfish clearing. I don't know if you want to do another life form, Ron, or...
Yeah, we could do that here. Yeah, we'll do the same thing. We'll go up to the lightship again. This only works for people listening live. And if you are listening to an archive, you're going to have peace energy coming to you automatically. So we're going there now. They're going to be oscillating our body. And you might feel your head changing a little bit, you know, make you a little dizzy, taking out some jellyfish tentacles. Remember, they reside on the top of your head, and the tentacles go down. Just like looking at the movie Avatar with all those little tentacles from the tree going down that kind of lit up. And I think I heard a beep. They're also probably checking out orbs. So we have a caller online. And we'll be doing this clearing for the next few minutes here.
Okay. Is somebody on the line?
I'm Larry. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you, Larry.
Okay, so I had a question for Ron. That could it be possible that the aliens have created this gigantic mind that encompasses the entire galaxy, and it's what people call the Matrix, or they call it God, And it controls the whole galaxy. In other words, it controls the alien planets and sends and cords them and sends them here to the Earth people that are corded also. And could they be cording one another and be in control of the aliens that are controlling the people here through the cording, through this big brain matrix that people call God?
Yeah, I see that to be very possible. Kind of different ways to look at it, but yeah, I would say that you know, there's always something controlling something.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, maybe the biggest bad aliens are, or group of them or whatever, you know, are controlling a lot of things that deal with us along with dealing with them. So yeah, that's very possible. It could be, you know, just one bad alien out there controlling everything else, and that's why maybe, you know, they talk about in religion, you know, God the Father, which may be one big bad alien, you know. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't get into that too much. But, yeah, everything, you know, could be possible. But all I know is when we live in duality, then everything controls everything else, and that's the problem that we have. And then you're stuck into, you know, the mind matrix and programs. Remember, we have lots of programs running here. And so it kind of...
Well, then,
of
Ron, what does that mean, that if we would go through the ascension process, this whole mind matrix then would have to collapse, and then people would have a chance to ascend to the lightship then at that time? Is that true? The whole cause of all these problems of conflict with people through the courting, this would all have to collapse so we could ascend, is that right?
Well, as long as they don't take you during that process, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah,
uh-huh.
If the aliens do not abduct you during the ascension process or just before it, milliseconds before it, then, yeah, then everybody would have the chance, maybe not to ascend with your body, but at least to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Remember, this is why everybody listening on this program is listening, mainly because, you know, they, for you, would want to get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Depends how many years you've been here, you know, how many, you know, centuries. And like I said, every 2,000 years, everybody has a chance to leave. But when I do my century clearings for people, most people have been here for at least 30,000 years to over 100.
Uh-huh.
So divide that by 2,000. You know, if you take 50,000 divided by 2,000, that leaves 25. And 25 means that that particular person lost or did not leave here for 25 ascension points. So you're trapped here. You're stuck here. Why? Because they controlled you and took you out. So you didn't know about ascension. So that's the process. So, yeah, the dark side did not abduct people at ascension time. Through their beliefs and teachings. Maybe it comes about every 2,000 years. Somebody, you know, talks about something or takes people sideways. You know, all we know about basically is kind of what Jesus came to do, to teach ascension. The churches don't talk about that, but they do talk about him ascending. But they lose the fact that that's what he was here to do. But aside from that, you know, what else was here on this planet 2,000 years ago of the dark side teachings to get people to believe more in that than the simple philosophy of being in your heart? Remember, there must have been something else going on, too. Maybe it's the religions back then doing things. And the, you know, like we have today, we'll say back then, probably the false prophets and the information of the dark side, you know, since you don't have recall, typically, anybody what happened exactly 2,000 years ago, you know, you don't know what dark arts were available. So, and that would take you away from ascension, abduct you. And that's
uh-huh.
the problem. But, yeah, if the dark side did not take anybody at ascension time, then every spirit here would go back to the light. But that's only because, you know, the dark side would not want you. So far they've wanted everybody. That's why people have past lives. So thank you, Larry. Hope I answered that question.
Okay, yes, thank you very much, Ron.
Yeah, so I don't think the dark side is gonna probably give it up this time around either. And they always figure out some way to steal people and bodies and spirit. So remember, the mind is the darkness anyway, so you can't really use, you know, body, mind, spirit, because you're looking at darkness there. There's no such thing as the mind of God. Like Larry was saying, you know, the mind matrix, that's the mind energy, which is darkness. So if we all went into our hearts and stayed there and could live a peaceful life, then you would not deal with mind. So I remember hearing a term, you know, something about, I forgot what it's something off a piece, and the, you know, it's not really known what it's like. The peace surpasses all understanding, you know, mentally of what peace would actually be. This is what you feel when you do the mind-to-heart drop. So we'll do that right now for everybody. So here we go, mind-to-heart drop, and we just count from 10 to 1 backwards to put you into your heart center. This you can do yourself anytime, very, very simple. Be in your heart within 20 seconds. So here we go. And just feel the energy move. 10, 9, remember your spirit's doing this for you. You have to command your spirit. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie doke, everybody. You should be in your heart. Think a thought. And you cannot have a negative or positive thought. So really, you probably won't have any thought at all unless you really, really try hard if you're in your heart. So back to you, Carrie. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay. Yeah, very difficult to think. Okay. I've got to get out of there to do this. So Pete has a question. Sorry, what was that, Ron?
Yeah, you have to put one of your feet in the darkness here to be able to communicate.
I know. It's quite a juggling act.
Yeah, just put your pinky in.
Okay, good idea. So Pete has a question with three clearing requests that kind of go with this question. So the question is, with each lifetime that we have here as we incarnate over and over, is our spirit being injured by having to come over and over and over?
Yes, it is. Each time it can be stolen. Parts are to be taken away and stolen. Yeah, that is true. It can be injured through each lifetime.
Okay. So here are the clearings that he's asking for in relation to that situation. And it's to do with the past life timeline crash, I guess, that some of us have been doing for the last month, the new timeline crashing for your past life. So the first one is clearing, I'm assuming it's a timeline crash. He just says, can you kindly try these three past life clearings for the spirit? And the first one is clearing for loss of the physical body that the spirit protected. So maybe we go back to our last life.
Yeah, we'll go to the last life, and so you want me to clear the mourning of the spirit, basically, the sadness of the spirit, because the physical body probably got affected or is being used somewhere else after the death of the body. Let's do that one, okay?
Okay.
So remember, as you do these clearings, you may get insight about your body still living somewhere, even though the body's dead. Remember, they can just dig you up out of a grave, stop time, dig you up, get a DNA piece of you, and make it alive again. So here we go, everybody. This will be your last body that your spirit was in. And you may not know anything about the body, but your spirit does. So this is the sadness that your spirit felt. Might be kind of emotional for some people.
I'm feeling it already.
Two, three, four. Five, remember, the spirit takes on the body energy, just like the emotional body does. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so the spirit, you see, is supposed to be all light. And when you have light all the way in your spirit, where it's 100% spirit, it won't deal with emotions, but it does pick up these energies because your spirit is in the physical body, and these problems that the body has leak into it. So, but ideally, if you're on a planet of light, there'd be no judgments, no duality, and the spirit would not even feel anything that'd be negative because there's no judgments there to judge it as far as being right or wrong or yes, no, stop, go. And that's the problem we have here is that everything is emotional here. So the spirit has to take on your body. How you look is how your spirit looks. Okay, back to you, Carrie. That was a pretty rough clearing.
Yeah, I feel quite strange. Okay, so the second request, and you say if this is too much or if you want to do it. The second request is a clearing for injury to the spirit from aliens attacking the life force energy, I think is what it means.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, yes, it's aliens will cord the spirit. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, oh man, seven, eight, nine, and ten. A few more times. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Very, very sad. Back to you, Carrie.
I feel like I'm made of lead right now. I feel really weighty.
Let's bring in some energy here. Bring in some peace energy to balance things out here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. There's one more. This is going to be heavy, too, so don't do it if you don't want to. But the last one is from Pete, is a clearing for the denial of the right to ascend at death.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay. Boy. Okay, I just saw something and it's gone. Oh, yes. Alice is asking, if I don't feel the effects of the clearing, are they still working? Do they still work?
Yeah, there's no, you don't have to feel the energy. Some people don't feel energies because they don't feel. Nothing's wrong with that. The healings are definitely working regardless. So that's not a prerequisite to have a healing take place is to be able to feel it. As you have more clearings, you might start to feel more energy, but or sense more, but you know, don't worry about it because it's working. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Trent is asking about alien gravity, a release from alien gravity and the timelines associated with alien gravity.
Okay.
I'm not sure what alien gravity means.
Well, we'll give it a try here. What type of... let's do your last lifetime process here. What are you doing here? So this could be what's holding you in place through cordings. So the gravity may also connect to alien planets, maybe the cloned Earth planets, with their grid lines. And the grid line cordings could be attached to you from the Beyondo, which is why you want to get barcodes off of you. But we'll just assume that you know, you were out there in the Biondo and they quartered you, and with that is the gravity of the alien planet. Here we go. On a timeline, so we'll do a timeline crash. One, two, three, and I think I heard a beep there. Four,
yeah.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four. Oh, man, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie. Wow.
Yeah. Good find, Trent. Okay, I'm going to go back a little bit. We had a request from Susie.
Did we have a caller on?
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm sorry. There was a beep. Is somebody on the line?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron.
It's Hi.
I'm from Winnipeg.
Hi there.
Let's see. I have a question. I know you're crashing individual timelines, but could Creation Lightship do a multi-dimensional, multi-timeline crash in a 360-degree area and just right out?
Mm.
Like a pulse.
Oh, boy.
Like getting rid of tons at once, you mean?
Yep. Give him a great hiccup.
Hi. How about that months ago? See if they could do something like that. And there's too many emotions to get rid of. So they can do them, like, you know, one at a time or so, or the people that come on. But to do, you know, millions of these things, it's pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And those last two clearings, just before you did that last one, the side of my head, my brain, and also my ear on the right side and the base of my skull was hurting.
In the past life ones?
Yeah. Like, you know, it's kind of just started throbbing. Now it's not so bad, but... So,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I had some head stuff,
I think
too.
You touched on one.
Okay, let's try to relate that here.
Go ahead, Ron.
Here we go, everybody. We'll relate to headaches and stuff from these previous clearings. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, oh boy, two, getting dizzy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Back to you, Carrie. How's that feeling, caller? I didn't catch your name because I just heard some static there. So what? How you doing?
Hung up or disconnected.
Okay.
So hopefully that helped. Tanya was saying my face and head and throat feel so out of sync. So hopefully that clearing helped you too, Tanya. I've got some throat stuff going on now that I didn't even notice before. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff happening in those three that Pete brought up. So we obviously got a lot of stuff cleared out. Thank you, Ron. So Susie was asking a little bit ago. This is changing topics a little here. Susie was asking, could you make tetanus shots, I guess, that we've had in our bodies, more body compatible?
Yeah, what I would say is just go online and do the maybe the water charging. That may help you out to do that because you can change and activate water to make it more body compatible and just specify what you want it for. That's what I would do on that. What I could do is... we possibly had water the last maybe, say, 3 hours or so ago, okay? So what I'll do now is change the energy on the water that you had. Now, maybe you had coffee or tea or a soft drink or a beer or something. It will make that body compatible, too. So what you've ingested from, you know, 3 hours ago to now, we'll change the energy on it, and we'll see how that makes you feel. So here we go. One, two, three, four, I'm yawning, five, six, feeling some smoke out there in my mouth. Maybe some smokers are online. Six, seven, oh, man, eight, so I just an ashtray, nine,
ugh,
and ten, one, shame on you guys, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Kind of gargle with something here. One, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's see, Janice was asking earlier for a clearing for mold and yucky fungus, and I guess it's in yards and basements and lungs where she's living. So I don't know if that would be a life form or alien life form,
yeah,
or
I don't know. We can try something like that. That'd probably be more of like a an online healing. Might be harder to do a sample for this year, but we could work with maybe mold spores right now that you may have ingested today.
Mm-hmm.
See, the trouble is most of these clearings need to be whole lifetime clearings because you probably have a lot of that stored inside of you. So all these are now that I can do like a Band-Aid clearing. So we'll do what you maybe had today. It could even be like maybe dust particles, pollen, stuff like that. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. Remember, you still may have it inside of you, but it will take away the energetics that is causing you possible problems. And just like what we did earlier, it's more body compatible. So it gets rid of, you know, what's ever bothering you, the toxins. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You can see if your nose is running or your eyes are watering. That's probably where you've been affected. One, or even maybe sweating. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right. N, the letter N, N is asking for a timeline crash for feeling despondent.
Was that abandoned?
No, despondent, like giving up, like you don't really care about things.
Okay. Here we go. One, I'll crash one timeline here. Two, three, four, five, six, this feels very heavy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I'd highly recommend doing a lot of those. This is a very, very heavy one. It could be someone else's situation, too. But if you're feeling a little dense, I would say probably do 100 of these timeline crashes on this one. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, and then we have another one from Anna, and she's asking for, I think this is a, I don't know if this is a, I think probably a timeline crash for lack of confidence and I guess low self-esteem.
Okay, so I'd recommend on that one the self-empowerment clearing, but here we go, lack of confidence. So we'll do a timeline crash for that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so let's see. We have a question from Truth, and Truth is asking, if you wake up and the room is spinning, what does that mean?
Oh, dear. what I kind of would maybe venture to say is that maybe you're not here completely yet, and the two movie films, we'll say, are not in sync. And so your phone is in your bed when you're waking up, and you're coming back in here, and you haven't made contact yet. But your consciousness got awakened before the body did. It could be also the complete opposite of that. It's possible that you were here in your sleep in a bed, and then they abducted you upon your awakening moments there. But more than likely, it would be the other one around. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then I know, Ron, sometimes you do that thing where you do that clearing where you correct the position that we're in case we had a crash landing, because I'm thinking maybe that could cause it, too.
Okay, we're going to put you in your body properly, everybody. So I'm going to take you out just as if you wish to be in your body correctly. Some people, not some, but I had one person who did not. So anyway, here we go. So if you want to be in your body right, we're going to take you out and push you in. So out and in. Now you're in your body right. Okay. That quick. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Tina has a question, and she's asking, when I do a lifetime clearing for my son, am I clearing part of my stuff too?
A few percent for yourself, possibly. If you do a seven-generational clearing after you do a whole lifetime one, then it will affect you, definitely, because you would be, the first part of that generation. But you could have some energies leave you through energetic cordings from your son, okay? So his stuff and your stuff would be the same because he's a part of you. And as you clean his out, maybe it might release some of the buttons, or at least dampen them down, so that his buttons, which will no longer be with him, and if he has no buttons to push your buttons, it might feel like you had a healing. It's just that his buttons are gone and yours are still there, but they're not being activated until somebody else pushes them. So sometimes healings do work, it'll look like the healing from a relative actually affected you greatly, which it could. But as far as getting it out of your body, no, it will not. It'll just, get rid of the buttons from someone else, being able to see your buttons, because their buttons are gone. Remember, you only tune into stuff that you are looking for. And that's kind of the way it works, is with the button pushing. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Joel is saying that he feels like his left temple is spinning at a different rate than his right temple. So maybe there's something to even those out that the light ship could do.
To right brain balancing. Let's do that. Right, left, and right brain balancing. So here we go. I'll get the words out here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. All right. See if that helps.
Okay. Lisa is saying a little bit ago, saying, I smell smoke very strongly. Is that past lives? I guess Lisa doesn't smoke and she's smelling smoke. That must have been when you were sensing it too, Ron.
I'd say it would be that. It would be a past life situation that either your body had or your spirit had. We were doing a lot of spirit clearings initially, so very possibly, because Peter wanted some spirit clearings, very possibly that was still being recognized as the healing focus there.
Okay. lots of comments here through the last few pages, Ron, about dizziness and spinning feelings. Seems to be a strong theme today with all these clearings.
Yeah, from that new quarantine room clearing that we did. It's very, very effective. So this is what we're going to be doing on the eight-hour calls. They created a brand new room for us to go into to get rid of some of the energies that were much harder to get out. So remember, as stuff goes by, time goes by here, as a light ship works more in time, because they have to go into time to figure things out. Each experience is a brand new one because it's in time. Then they create different ways of doing healings. So that's what we're going to be doing on the eight-hour calls, is going into these specialized rooms now that they're instantly creating for us. And that'll be a week from this. So it'll start Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday. And the eight-hour calls are the next Sunday after that for 3 weeks. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. And for anybody that's not familiar with those healing sessions, Ron takes us up to the light ship for... You can be on, it's a conference call that you get on, and you can either be on that live for as much of the 8 hours as you like, or be on it absentee. It's $200 for the month, and it's 28 hours of healing that you can kind of actively take part in, as in listen to what's happening over the conference call. But also, you'll be up on the light ship for 1 month, right, for the whole remainder of the month, and you're being bilocated between here, so you won't not be here, but you're here and up on the light ship at the same time, having a tremendous amount of healing work done on you. And maybe, Ron, you can explain for anyone that hasn't done this yet what that means to be bilocated, and kind of the little nutshell of how that works.
See, the light creates you, has created your spirit and your body. So I'm assuming that I'm talking to people that were created by the light. If you're a clone listening, then you won't be able to go up because you don't have that frequency inside of you. You're created by some artificial intelligence that makes you look real here, okay? But the people that are real, that the body was created from light and the spirit was created from light. The light has its frequency, whatever that would be, and the only way to look at it would be with our time-based reality here, because that's how we figure out cycles per second, which is time. But so I have to kind of use the dark side languaging to explain it. But you are created in light, has a frequency, and a frequency is much higher than the darkness, alien frequencies that are controlling you. And so you're going up to the light ship, and you come back down. You won't even typically know that you're not here unless you can actually see. A lot of people do see and feel the energies throughout the month. And the light ship will take out the alien parasitic invisible life forms. These are energetic life forms that are inhabiting you, causing your illnesses. And this is what they do, is they take away these energies. And I can say the more times you're on these calls, the better you're going to be feeling. And you're going to be getting more spirit energy with you, because your spirit cannot come into duality, which is negativity, which is judgment. And all this stuff is what these energies bring forth. Plus, the life forms take the space up for your spirit to actually have a place to go to. So basically, you're getting your body cleaned out of alien critters and other things that they also find along the way. Probably the more important thing is that as they clean these things out, they also are looking at the same time another type of clearing, and they look around for your spirit that's been trapped and lost, and your body parts in the Beyondo. And when they find that, they bring that back into quarantine, and from there, your body's put back together again so that you have more light, or more cells that hold light, let's put it that way. So, you know, if you lost a fingernail, out there in the Beyondo, and you have a cloned fingernail on your body right now, which you probably cannot tell the difference on, and they'll find that and replace it and give you a brand new one. What happens is some people go to practitioners who were schooled by somebody of earth-based knowledge here. Could be somebody in a mystery school or a shaman or something like that, or using dark side energies because that's all that they know how to use because that's what's being taught here. It's not that they're looking for dark side energies, it's that they don't know the difference. Because there's no schooling here of what not to get involved with, and including Reiki, and that's a dark side art because it deals with mind energy. They have symbols. With true light, you don't use any type of symbols or anything like that. The light just enhances light, and the healings are done. So there's no working through anything or figuring things out, doing some type of mojo or anything like that, or you know, twirling yourself 20 times in a circle and jumping up and down to have a result happen or doing anything like that, because light doesn't work that way. Light does not use mind judgmental energy to heal. So that's what I'm trying to say is everything that does that is going to, you know, be dark side art practices. So what happens is if you have gone to a dark side practitioner, the person could be a wonderful person, could even be your wife. They don't know the difference. You could have a cloned body part on you, living with you. And you may wonder why maybe it doesn't, the area doesn't heal completely. Because light can't come into it to heal you. So it's just sitting there. And we did that on a few shows on BBS a while back. The dates, I don't know. But we worked with people with cloned body parts. A lot of people acknowledged that they felt different afterwards. So, yeah, you could have a cloned body part in you. If somebody put you into a prayer circle and you got a miraculous healing from the light of the darkness, that, you know, that was the God energy healing you, the aliens, and it wasn't made of light. But you had your healing. You feel wonderful. And, you know, then all of a sudden later on you have a problem. So that's what these people are doing. So anyway, that's the way it works. With light, you don't need to have, you know, 10,000 people praying for you for a healing because it's not needed. You just need to get rid of your densities to have your own spirit heal you. That's the bottom line there. So I know I probably pushed some buttons out there, but that's the truth. That's what happens, and that's why you're still stuck here. You're only listening to this program because you did not ascend last time, or maybe for 50,000 to 100,000 years previously. So this is your opportunity. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, it was Everett who called in earlier, Ron, and he's saying thank you. I guess his head feels a lot better now. And he was the one asking about the light ship dealing with loads and loads of timelines all at once. And it looks like it prompted a comment from Ed, and he wants to know what you think of this. So I'll just read out what he says. So Ed is saying, Preston Nichols says a computer manages 10,000 timelines, but it's old and broken. So there are now 7 major timelines. And, where's the next bit gone? Wait a minute. I think he basically was asking if you have a comment about that, if you know anything about that.
Well, as I look and see, there's a lot more than that. That could be a lower dimensional alien, you know, timeline-controlling fashion, yes. So I could say that would probably be correct. But from my vantage point, looking down upon everything, there's still millions of them. So that's the problem. But from
and
his vantage point, looking from here, looking up, you know, to these resources that he probably has, he's probably 100% correct with what he's getting. But where I look from going down, you know, there's still millions of them. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, and there's a few other sentences. My fast chat's really slow at looking back at old pages, but he says something about it was a result of a treaty to end wars, and the computer took over, and it was 10 million at first, Ed says. So that fits a little more with what you just said, Ron. So, okay, so... Bruce is asking. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, it just when I get there is that it's just it could be the aliens controlling other aliens, and they got rid of some of the timelines that were in control. You know, survival of the fittest. So you know, all that is probably valid information, but you know, like I said, the light doesn't have any predictions or anything like that. Everything works in the now. But I say the information is probably valid from where he's looking at, you know, and, you know, I don't know. And a lot of times what happens is the aliens will pick up what I'm doing and then change the agenda completely so it's similar and then download it to somebody else to give the information out. Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I have 55. I'm not sure what time we're supposed to jump off today. There's one other quick question from Anna, if we have time. That was the... Sorry?
I think we have about 2 minutes to go.
Okay. She's just asking what other clearings I think might work best to clear the low self-esteem, and I know there was a timeline crash we did for her, and I don't remember what the other one was. Low self-esteem and something else. So what clearings would be good for low self-esteem?
Yeah, I think it's low self-esteem and then being, like, motivated or something. Lack of motivation. Yeah, I would do that self-empowerment one for 6 weeks. Get on that and stay on it and do it a lot. And do each one of those particular issues. And I think there's either 38 or 39 of them.
And a custom box.
Another one, when you get done, there's a type-in box that you could type in another issue. But... so far, from comments from people, they think that's basically what they have. So, yeah, just do the self-empowerment one, and
right.
It will help you out. Also do this, the psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah.
So I think our time's probably about up here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and to bring in some peace energy now, we'll have our Q&A Friday night. So far, I'm planning to have it. That'll be after the BBS program on Station 2 on Friday. Now we're on Station 1. So you want to get on Station 2 to go on the fast chat. And hopefully I'll have the Q&A Friday night. So blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank
See you later,
Ron.
Everybody.
Thanks a lot. That was a great show. A lot of good clearings. And thanks for the callers, too. See you Friday. Good night.
Good night.